And you remember the coastal city of Rockport, Texas, population just 10,000, was one of the hardest hit by winds when Harvey made landfall as a Category 4 hurricane. Residents started to return yesterday to find devastation. Rockport's mayor, Charles C.J. Wax, has 33 years in military service, including command levels. He was a task force director for the Secretary of Defense on the federal level. He brings expertise to this job. And Mayor Wax, you're driving around now. What are residents seeing?
They're seeing about 30 to 35% of the community is completely destroyed. And of the remaining structures that are not laying on the ground, approximately 30% of those will be unable to be rebuilt and inhabited again. Mm-hmm. Texas Task Force One has come in to support us. They have physically gone to every address in the entire county, knocked on doors if there were doors, and checked to see if there were people that needed rescue or support. They have not dug into the rubble.
Yeah.
Throughout all of this, we have experienced one fatality, which we consider an absolute blessing.
Yeah, that's a miracle, actually. And we know that officials told people who didn't evacuate after there was a mandatory evacuation to mark their arms with a Sharpie pen so that they could be identified. Pretty chilling words. And we do know that you're finding a lot of dead horses, pets, animals. There's a stench. Do you have power? Do you have food? How are you handling all that?
We have no electricity, no sanitary sewer, no water, and no food.
Yeah. How worried are you about illness and all this need?
Very. We've had terrific support from the state and federal agencies. We have got a couple of organizations that have come in, to include the Salvation Army, the Baptist Men, and others who are setting up feeding stations. We have a mandatory 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. curfew. We have to get people off the streets because we have power lines down. Then when the sun goes down, it gets really dark.
Well,
and it's dangerous.
Well, dark, dangerous, and I'm reading about at least one sign outside a home, loot here, die here. So there's some fear there. But still, you're not even the worst problem right now. You know, Port Arthur is underwater.
Our friends to the north, we are in the very beginnings of the recovery process. Our friends up there are right in the middle of it.
And you also remind us that all of you officials have family, and we know your son is in Houston with four of your grandchildren. Is your family all right?
My son, daughter-in-law, and four grandchildren in Houston are sort of on an island. There's deep water all around them. So, yeah, they're impacted by the storm, too. This storm does not follow any geographic or political boundaries. It impacts everybody.
Yeah. What's your biggest concern going forward, Mr. Mayor?
My biggest concern is the safety of my people, safety from a perspective of just physical safety, but also safety from the perspective of food and waterborne illnesses and my ability to help them should something like that happen to an individual or to a group of people.
Well, we wish you all the best. Rockport, Texas Mayor Charles C.J. Wax, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.